Just barely. All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order, everyone, and to start off, if we could go ahead and share our panels. Would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance,
sure.
Please? Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Director Lane. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, the following members are absent today. Mr. Wooten, Director Milstead, Chief Rodbell, Sergeant Andrea Cola, Sergeant Apricio, and we also still have the one vacant public member position. So but we do have a quorum. If you'd like me to proceed with introductions, presentations, and announcements, again, Assistant Attorney General Jean Galvin is over here, and she will be available to provide legal advice on three of the final action cases, case 15-160, Jeremy Cochran, case 18-035, Nathaniel Lolovich, and case 18-073, Michael Terranova. I'm looking to see if our new Assistant Attorney General,
where is he sitting? There he is.
Yes, right. Let me introduce you also to Assistant Attorney General Mark Brachtel. Mark has been assigned as our second Attorney General that will be handling hearings for us. He comes with quite a bit of background experience. I think he had almost 30 years actually with the Scottsdale Police Department. I think he was an attorney before he became a police officer. Now he's an employee of the Attorney General's office, and so he will be assisting along with Seth Hargraves, who's our primary. So we really appreciate the Attorney General's office helping with that. I want to be sure to get him introduced.
Thank you.
Number three on my list is we will need to table item H because of the we will probably not we I believe that Chief Hall would need to recuse himself on that, so we won't have a full quorum to be able to vote on that item, and that was the restricted status for one of his lieutenants. So we'll be tabling item H. And with that, I'm able to go on to the consent agenda. I did have one explanation in the consent agenda that you, as you recall, in the January meeting, the board chose to, January 17th of this year, the board discussed non-aggravating DUIs, and the board felt that the discipline for this type of DUI should be held at agency discretion and that they were to be placed into the consent agenda. If for some reason at this point the board, after reading the overview on that, wants to withdraw that from consent agenda, then we will need to withdraw it, and then we'll have to table it for a future case initiation if you wish to proceed. But okay. This is the first time we've had this since that January meeting occurred.
Okay. Any questions, discussions on that? Comments? Okay, then. Having none with that, I assume you've all had a chance to look at the consent agenda, and if so, and no questions, we have a motion for approval of the consent.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the items as presented on the consent agenda.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion on that?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
when there's a motion and a second, could we have the person making the motion and the person seconding identify themselves for the record for that under that new statute?
Certainly. Would you please identify yourselves when you make the motion and second?
Andrew LaFever, I move to accept the items as presented on the consent agenda.
Larry Hall, second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you, sir. And we're moving on next into Executive Director's Report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Under the budget, once again, we were kind of under a quick deadline to get a budget request submitted to the governor's office. It was due the 4th of September. Under the sub-program, we submitted a request for $2.5 million in appropriated monies to assist us, again, with the helping off-balance or balance the basic training budgets that are out there. As you recall, we had the same request this last year, and that's when we received $837,000. $100,000 through the governor's budget. I believe, based on conversations I've had with the governor's office, that even though we're making that same type of request, that they're still leaning towards trying to find an alternate funding source for Arizona Post. I know ACJC has a subcommittee that's also made some recommendations along the same lines. So, hopefully we'll continue to move in that direction instead of us depending 100% on the criminal justice enhancement funds.
Thank you.
Under any law enforcement, this past week, the annual ACOP trainer was held, and I attended that. It was a three-day training seminar, and so I attended that and kind of updated the chiefs of police on the, including the budget request we had, and so everything seemed to go well there. On staffing and personnel, Matt Giordano has successfully completed the background and poly associated with his hiring. His official start date will be Saturday the 6th. I told him if he shows up at the front door, it'll be locked because we don't. And Monday of that day is a state holiday, so he's probably his first official act will be going down and getting all the different processes done at the human resources for DPS that'll handle him with that. So we're moving right along with his coming on board.
Thank you.
Under legislative update, item E, have nothing to report. Haven't had any requests for any type of questions or anything down there with it. I think most of them are tied up with campaigning at this point.
Sounds like it.
Yes. And under the item F, summary of current events, just kind of update you. We actually, because of some of the vacancies we've held, we were able to save enough money this year to get some much-needed facility repairs started. We have to completely replace the roof here, building painting. We have concrete that is crumbling that we have to have a concrete company come in, as well as some of our asphalt is washing away in the parking lot. So we're able to we've been able to appropriately fund those and get through state contract. We'll be able to get those repairs done to the facility, as well as we tend to be replacing one air conditioning unit a week, it seems like right now. So hopefully we'll be able to get all those done. There was a lot of disrepair here at the building. I know it looks nice, but it was kind of crumbling around us, so we obviously got that taken care of. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I have nothing else to report.
Thank you very much, and I think on the agenda we'll move on to the Department of Corrections report. Director Ryan.
Mr. Chairman, members, since our last meeting, this report covers the period of August 7th through September 11th. At the Correctional Officer Training Academy, a total of 77 out of 93 cadets graduated, 11 cadets resigned, 3 recycled in, 8 recycled out, none were dismissed. We currently have 4 classes in session with 116 cadets attending. In terms of vacancies and attrition, of the 6,655 correctional officer positions authorized, 984 are vacant statewide, or 14.79%, and our current attrition rate in FY19 is 4.27%. No cadets have participated in the waiver program, and to date, in terms of county and tribal detention IGAs, there have been 2 county graduates, and in terms of COTA, a 3-day TSU training was held at COTA and a 2-day motivational interviewing course as well. Our count continues to decline, and we have less than 42,000 inmates in our system. And last week we conducted a town hall meeting, which was the first, at the Tucson Prison Complex for community leaders and stakeholders, and tomorrow we will conduct one at the Second Chance Center at the Lewis Prison, trying to help educate the community and convey to them it is a community responsibility, not exclusively a corrections, to assist in recidivism reduction and successful reentry.
Thank you, sir, and I wish you luck in the reentry. I know it's a good project to be working on, so appreciate it. Any questions, comments for Director Ryan? Okay. All right, having none, we're going to move on to the next agenda item, which is the final action cases. And good morning, Mr. Hargrave. Sorry, sir.
Good morning.
Just to be clear, this first case is agenda item I-1, Jeremy Cochran, case file 17-166. Seth Hargraves, Assistant Attorney General.
That's not the number I have. I have 15-160. So I just want to make sure we're on the right.
166 is the correct
site. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I just had that different number. Thank you, sir.
This is the first time this case is coming before you. It involves former Coconino County Sheriff's Office Deputy Jeremy Cochran. In October of 2016, Deputy Cochran was driving his pickup off duty at approximately 6 a.m. Just north of Flagstaff, traveling northbound when two separate citizens observed his truck drift from lane to lane and veer into the center two-way left turn lane. He was also observed traveling northbound at least twice in the southbound lane. No traffic was traveling southbound at the time. DPS was contacted by the citizens, and Deputy Cochran was stopped. He failed his field sobriety test, refused the HGN test. The initial PBT was a .154, and a later blood draw registered at .179. Before you, you have a proposed consent agreement for an 18-month suspension from January 19th, 2017 through July 19th, 2018. It's recommended the board, if you're in agreement, to accept the consent agreement to resolve the case. And I'm not sure if his attorney would like to address you or not, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions, comments from Mr. Hargraves? Okay. The attorney would like to make some comments, or no?
I don't.
Okay.
Everything is consistent within this order of Captain Bailey for the record. Sorry, it has been. I do represent Jeremy Cochran. So if the board has any questions for me, I'd be more than happy to answer it. But it is consistent with the way the board has disciplined police officers in the past. So but if you have any questions, I'm here to answer.
Thank you. Any questions? Having none, we have a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agreement for an 18-month suspension of peace officer vacation to run from January 18th, 2017 through July 18th, 2018.
That was Sheriff Daniels making the motion.
Sorry.
And Mayor?
Chuck Ryan, I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you very much. We'll move on to the next. Case is 18-035.
Thank you. This case involves Nathaniel Lolovich, former Bullhead City police officer. In January of this year, Officer Lolovich was tasked with transporting two prisoners, an adult male, female juvenile, from Bullhead City Police Department to the Mojave County Sheriff's Detention Center. While traveling through Golden Valley, an off-duty Bullhead City police officer observed the transport van pass him, pull in at a high rate of speed, pull into a parking lot of a convenience store. The captain did not stop, but telephoned ahead to report the incident. An on-duty supervisor telephoned Officer Lolovich, inquired about his activities. He reported to having stopped to enable him to stretch his legs, and he denied having entered the convenience store. A follow-up review of the convenience store security video recorded Officer Lolovich parking the van next to a gas pump, exiting the vehicle, walking across the parking lot, and entering the store, where he made a few selections and obtained a beverage. He declined to participate in the internal affairs investigation and resigned from the Bullhead City Police Department on January 10th of this year. Before you for your review and consideration is a consent agreement for a one-year suspension from January 11th, 2018 through January 11th, 2019. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I'm not sure if his attorney is here or not.
Questions or comments for Mr. Hargraves? Anyone attorney-wise wishing to comment that might be representing, then we'll move on to a motion, please.
Make a motion, Mr. Chairman. Byron Gwaltney, Pima County. I move to accept the consent agreement for a one-year suspension of peace officer certification to run from January 11, 2018 through January 11th of 2019.
I have a motion, and is there a second?
All in favor, I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
I will bring up one thing here. This is, you know, acts are one thing, integrity is another. If I'm reading this right, Seth, he lied to his supervisor and called.
Yes, initially he did say that he just got out, stretched his legs, did not enter the establishment.
He didn't correct it because he didn't participate in the reading this. He did not participate in an investigation, so he never got a chance to correct that.
Correct.
Okay.
Any other comments, discussion? I have the motion, and all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Do we have two opposed? And okay, and the rest? All right, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, that is another one we need for the record, that Sheriff Daniels and Director Ryan were opposing.
And let the record reflect that. Thank you very much. And with that, we'll move on to case number 318-073. Mr. Hargraves?
Yes, this case involves former Phoenix Police Department officer Michael Terranova. This is a case that the board initiated proceedings on July 18th of this year. This case has not been to hearing. It's my understanding that Officer Terranova had submitted some character or reference letters. I believe those have been passed out to the board members prior to this. Essentially, in this case, in March of this year, Officer Terranova, while off duty, had made arrangements to meet with an 18-year-old female with whom he had been communicating with online for approximately 6 months. Upon her arrival at the house where Officer Terranova was staying, the female requested an alcoholic beverage, and Officer Terranova provided that to her, knowing that she was 18. He subsequently resigned from the Phoenix Police Department on March 18th of this year. Before you, you have a proposed consent agreement for your review and consideration for a 6-month suspension from March 19th, 2018 through September 19th, 2018. I believe his attorney is here. I don't know if he wants to address you, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you. Any comments, questions for Mr. Hargraves? Counsel for the officer. Sir, how are you?
Fine, sir. Chairman Masher, members of the board, Eric Wilson on behalf of Mr. Terranova, Michael Terranova. I'm happy to answer any questions, but I believe that about sums it up.
Okay.
The agreement's in front of you, and I trust that you've received the letters that were sent on behalf of the officer. So I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
How old is Mr. Terranova?
I believe he's 25 years old.
I'll be 25, sir, September 25th.
So he was 24 on the date of the incident in question.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Having none, may I have a motion, please?
I move to accept the consent agreement for a 6-month suspension of peace officer certification run from March 19, 2018 through September 19, 2018. Sheriff Mark Daniels.
Sheriff Mark Daniels.
I second it. Larry Hallbuck, IPD.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thanks for your comments, sir. And we'll be moving on to case number 18-013. Mr. Hargrave.
Yes, thank you. This case involves Kevin Hevel, former Navajo Division of Public Safety officer. Former Officer Hevel has been convicted after pleading guilty to one count of second-degree murder, which is a Class 1 felony committed on September 22, 2017. Under your rules, such a felony conviction is grounds for mandatory revocation. We would ask that the board adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law set forth in the overview, and revoke certification.
I just have one question, Mr. Hargraves. This is mandatory. Do we have to do a motion on that then? If it's
yes, okay.
you have to take action, but there's really no discretion other than the revocation under the rules.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other questions, comments? May I have a motion, please?
Paul Ehler, I would make a motion to accept the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and recommend revocation of certification.
Chuck Ryan, second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries. Mr. Hargreaves, thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Perkovich, good morning. We're on case number 518-070.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Mark Perkovich, your compliance manager here at AZ Post. This first case on June 20th, 2018, the board voted to initiate proceedings. In this case, it was for denial of peace officer certification of Mark McKenna, a recruit formerly with the Tucson Police Department. The notice of denial that was issued by the board was mailed by regular and certified mail, and the certified mailing was signed for on July the 3rd, 2018. However, to date, Mr. McKenna has not requested a hearing regarding this matter. In summary, it was on April 17, 2018, during a new hire audit, that compliance specialist Kathy Haas discovered several inconsistencies in Mr. McKenna's questionnaires, polygraph exam, and AZ Post personal history form. The inconsistencies revolved around and were directly related to Mr. McKenna's exposure to drugs, specifically his usage and potential sale. This along with prior employment discipline history that was not factual. Mr. McKenna was removed from the academy and terminated on April 17, 2018. Research by AZ Post staff has determined in other past similar fact-based circumstances, your board action has resulted in denial of peace officer certification. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Perkovich. Comments, questions? Having none, can I have a motion, please?
Paul Ehler, I'll make a motion to accept the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and deny peace officer certification.
Second, Larry Hall, Bucket Beauty.
Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Perkovich, we're moving on to 16-123.
Yes, again, on June 20th, 2018, the board voted to initiate proceedings against peace officer certification of Scott Nelson. Officer Nelson was formerly with the Gila River Police Department. The formal complaint, again, was mailed by both regular and certified U.S. mail. And while the certified mailing was returned to AZ Post, the complaint sent by regular mail was not. And to date, Mr. Nelson has not requested a hearing. In summary, Officer Nelson was the focus of an investigation which involved a domestic violence assault in which he was listed as the suspect. It's believed that during the course of the investigation, Officer Nelson tampered with the victim and witness of that case by coaching her on what to say to investigators. This was in order to avoid prosecution or being identified as having committed a departmental policy violation. Likewise, Officer Nelson was dishonest about the chain of events with internal affairs investigators. While a criminal investigation was conducted by Pinal County Sheriff's Office, this case was ultimately closed without prosecution after the victim expressed her desire not to aid. On August the 4th, back in 2016, when this occurred, Mr. Nelson resigned from the Gila River Police Department. Research by AZ Post staff has determined in past similar fact-based circumstances. Your board action has consisted of revocation, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
No questions. May I have a motion, please?
Make a motion to accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law and propose sanction of revocation. Larry Hall, Bucket.
Sheriff Mark Downs, second.
A motion and a second. Any other discussion on that motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Perkovich, we're moving on to 17-186, sir.
Yes, and forgive me, this one's a little bit lengthier. It's a little bit
okay,
more complex case. On June 20th, 2018, the board voted again to initiate proceedings, this time against the peace officer certification belonging to Jason Peterson. Officer Peterson was formerly with the Peoria Police Department. While a formal notice of complaint was sent again by regular and certified mail, the certified mailing was returned. However, the regular U.S. mail was not. And to date, Mr. Peterson has not requested a hearing regarding this matter. In summary, back on March the 3rd, 2017, Peoria Police Department received a Facebook message from a person that we'll refer to as JB. JB accused Officer Peterson of serious misconduct. The Peoria Police Department's internal investigation revealed that Officer Peterson was the intermediary with the facilitation of guns being acquired by a convicted felon or prohibited possessor. This was his partial payment for a vehicle sale that was handled privately. Two witnesses had overheard Officer Peterson explain to The seller of the vehicle, we'll refer to him as JK, a convicted felon and prohibited possessor. He could, in fact, take possession of the guns and cash for his pickup truck, this by having JK's wife receive the guns and JK receiving the cash. There are text messages from JK to Peterson prior to the exchange of the pickup truck for the guns and money, where JK is telling Officer Peterson that he can't handle or touch firearms until his civil rights are restored. On June the 27th, 2016, Officer Peterson was present at JK's house when the exchange of guns and money were exchanged for the pickup truck. Officer Peterson even helped carry the firearms into JK's house. On June the 27th, that same date, Officer Peterson also took one of the firearms, an AR-15 type rifle, with an agreement that he would purchase that gun from JK for $500. On November 7th, 2016, Officer Peterson is observed by a witness and seen on video returning the gun to JK at a Walgreens. Officer Peterson had filed a workers' comp claim, and it just by coincidence, the investigative firm was actually surveilling him and taking video. And this exchange of the firearm back to JK was captured on that that video exchange. Officer Peterson denied knowing that JK was a prohibited possessor prior to the exchange of guns, and also while returning the gun back to JK. Officer Peterson's statements were noted to be contrary to witness statement accounts, text messages between JK and Officer Peterson, and the prior mentioned video recording made by those private investigators. It was also noted that Officer Peterson was dishonest with the internal affairs investigators during his interview. On December 1st, 2017, Officer Peterson was terminated from the Peoria Police Department. Officer Peterson, at last checked by staff, was currently amidst criminal prosecution at the misdemeanor level for his involvement in this case. And research by AZ staff, AZ Post staff has determined in past similar fact-based circumstances, which involved dishonesty and criminal misconduct. The board action has resulted in revocation. And I'd be happy to field any questions.
Any questions or comments? Could I have a motion, please?
Make a motion to accept the finding of facts, conclusion of law, and impose a sanction or revocation.
Chuck Ryan, second.
Motion and a second. Further discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries. Mr. Kirkpatrick, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm going to be moving on to new cases. Mr. Caldwell, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. First case I have for you today is Keanu Curley, formerly an officer with the Navajo Department of Public Safety and the Fort McDowell Police Department. I conducted a new hire audit for Officer Curley when he was appointed by the Fort McDowell Police Department, and because he was previously employed as an officer with Navajo DPS, I compared the answers that he gave during the hiring processes with both agencies. While in the hiring process with Navajo DPS in 2014, he completed and signed a post-personal history form indicating he smoked marijuana once in his life in January 2009. He also told a Navajo DPS background investigator in 2015 he smoked marijuana once in his life, and the absolute last time he did was either in 2009 or 2010. However, while in the hiring process with Fort McDowell PD in 2018, Officer Curley completed and signed a AZ Post personal history form indicating he smoked marijuana three times in his life, the last time being in 2013. And also during a polygraph examination for Fort McDowell, he stated he smoked marijuana first in January 2009 and last in January 2013. It's important to note in this case that if he smoked marijuana in January 2013, Officer Curley, by post rule, would not have been eligible for appointment by Navajo DPS until January of 2016. I'd be glad to answer any questions that y'all might have about this case.
No questions. Could I have a motion?
Paul Euler, I make a motion that we initiate proceedings.
Byron Gwaltney, I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion on the motion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Caldwell, we're moving on to 18-068.
Yes, sir. This case involves Anthony Doran, formerly a commander with the Superior Police Department. In February 2018, a civilian employee of the agency saw a video on Commander Doran's office computer apparently showing him having intercourse with a female in his office at the police department. Pinal County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Teeple began an internal investigation at the request of the City of Superior. Sergeant Teeple located the video in question. He confirmed that it showed Commander Doran having intercourse with an adult female at the Superior Police Department and that the event was recorded using an issued body camera. Research conducted by Sergeant Teeple indicated that Commander Doran was on duty with the agency on the date and time depicted on the video. It was an Axon body camera video that had a date and time stamp on it. So that's how we made that determination. Sergeant Tiepel later checked Commander Doran's office computer and located a file that contained approximately 36 gigabytes of data. In this file, Sergeant Tiepel found what he described as pornographic videos, images of Commander Doran holding his penis, as well as images of an obviously underage female who was naked. Sergeant Tiepel ceased his examination at that time and a criminal investigation began. Pinal County investigators forensically examined various electronic data storage devices that had been in Commander Doran's office and, among other things, found one known file of child sexual abuse material. A Pinal County detective later told me his description of the video was it's a female, probably 12 years of age or younger, involved in a sex act. Sergeant Tiepel also determined that the computer in Commander Doran's office was owned by Pinal County and supplied to the Superior Police Department for official use. Records at AZ Post indicate Commander Doran's peace officer certification was suspended for 6 months between June 2013 and January 2014 after he signed a consent agreement. In that case, Commander Doran admitted to essentially kissing and fondling a female in and around his patrol vehicle while he was on duty on two occasions. I'd be glad to answer any questions y'all might have about this case.
Chairman, is there criminal proceedings on this as well?
It's my understanding that the Pinal County Attorney's Office turned down prosecution.
Any other questions, comments? May I have a motion?
Make a motion to initiate proceedings. Larry Holtbucket.
Mark Daniels, second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries. And Mr. Caldwell, moving on to 18082.
Yes, sir. This is Jason Jones, formerly a sergeant with the Salt River Police Department. Officers from the Goodyear Police Department responded to Sergeant Jones' home on April 17, 2018, after a neighbor reported a possible disturbance. Those officers spoke to an 18-year-old female identified as Sergeant Jones' daughter, who said that during a dispute, he slapped her in the face with an open hand, pushed her down on a bed, and spanked her with a belt. Officers noted redness near the victim's left eye, a red mark on her buttocks, and minor bruising on her arm. Sergeant Jones admitted to Goodyear officers and later to internal investigators from Salt River that he slapped his daughter and spanked her with a belt, all in an attempt to discipline her. He denied that his actions constituted domestic violence, but he was arrested by Goodyear PD and charged with domestic violence, assault, and disorderly conduct. However, those charges were later dismissed by prosecutors. I'd be glad to answer any questions that y'all might have about this case.
Discussion? Motion?
Make a motion, Mr. Chairman. Byron Gwaltney, Pima County, for no action agency discretion.
I have a motion. Is there a second on that? Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Do you have any information as to why the criminal charges did not go forward?
I do not, sir, but I do know that both Sergeant Jones' wife and the victim in this case both wrote letters that were given to, internal investigators, basically supporting him, denying that it was an assault and it was more of an attempt to discipline the daughter.
This is Chuck Ryan. I'll second the motion.
Thank you, sir. Is there any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Caldwell, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, this time on the agenda, this is call to the public. Anyone interested in addressing the board, please feel free to come on up, 3 to 5 minutes. Having none, Mr. Director Lane, any future agenda items?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Then I would call this meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much for being here. Yeah, now I got to go back to work.